Welcome back. Joining me now is Chillicothe girls coach Darren Smith. And pretty balanced in the scoring department. This doesn't happen often, but I think this may be the first time Kennedy Kiefer's gotten a double-double, 11 points and 11 rebounds unofficially.
Yeah, I thought she hit the boards really hard tonight. My bigs, I thought, came out ready to play, and the guards did a good job once we alerted them to it, to get it to them. You know, right off the bat, we had a couple of spots where we were open inside, but we weren't really looking as well as we needed to. That's why I called a quick timeout. Listen, their tallest girl is 5'7", and not near as physical as my girls. We really need to look inside, and I thought Liberty Cox played her best game of the year by far. It's just in all facets, not just scoring, because she had a few points, but defensively, I could hear her communicating, talking, rebounding, and then, like you say, Kennedy hit the double-double. She was rebounding pretty well also.
46 total rebounds. That's pretty good for your team.
Yeah, we don't normally get that many rebounds. You know, couple things. One, they got a lot of shots. We gave up too many offensive rebounds, but they were in spurts. They were two or three or four at a time. It wasn't like every time down they were getting two or three chances. It was, we gave them three or four chances, and then we'd stop it for a while, and then three or four, maybe more chances. And so that's in spurts, and we got to get a little bit better at that. Seems like we get too far underneath the basket. I thought Maggie Paff really played well rebounding the basketball. She can shoot it and get to her own rebound quicker than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, she's really good at knowing where the ball's coming off and going to it. You know, Jordan Hibner and Katie Trout and Harley Jones did a great job on that number one. She's her main player, as you saw. You know, she's gonna work around until she finds something good, and then she's going to go for it. I thought those girls did a really good job, and the other girls helped her with it just a little bit.
Well, you're in action. Your conference opener on Friday against LeBlanc, a team y'all have seen before, a team that's trying to build back.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to get these girls fired up for a team they've beaten before?
Well, I don't know if difficult. We just don't want to be lax. You know, we want to come into every game with the same intensity. And really, we've been coming out in games with good intensity. Tonight was probably focus more so than intensity on what we needed to do. And so I'm not too concerned about us coming out with the right intensity. What you got to do against a team that you beat, and I think we beat them by 25 or 30 the first time, is don't get into bad habits. Don't try to do something that you can't do against Benton, against LeBlanc, because that'll just get you in trouble later down the road. So I think we'll be focused. I think we'll be ready to go.
All right. Thanks for the visit, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
We'll take a break, be back to talk about the starting lineups of the boys game next on KCHI.